the Earth Guard. The planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty.
This week, Binary Girl and Mr. Fahrenheit in Brutal Beating.
Thank you for calling Information Management Systems. How may I help you? I'm afraid he's not in right now. Can I put you through to his voicemail? Thank you very much.
Oh, God. Sorry about that. I had to go to the bathroom. You know, I don't know what it is recently, but a lot of foods aren't really sitting well with me. Just shoot right out. First, I thought I might have become lactose intolerant, but haven't had much dairy today. There it is. If I eat a nice, full meal, about 20 minutes later, I have some, you know, important business to conduct. And let me tell you, you're lucky the walls here are so soundproof.
Oh, come on! That's disgusting!
Yeah, shut up, Attractor. You don't get a say.
This is cruel and unusual punishment!
You're a cruel and unusual jerk! Now shut it! You're just here until you've got your cell all warmed up at the powerhouse. Anyway, Binary Girl, as I was saying before we were so rudely interrupted. Yeah, I'll just be sitting here, and I get these, like, stabbing pains in my gut. And I can hear it gurgling in there.
Jesus, are you hearing this?
I guess I should take some medicine or something. Last time I did that, and go for like 2 days. And when I did...
Can you excuse me for a minute, Lisa? I'll be back. I just have to... Thanks.
Oh, you have to...
Shh. Okay, listen, you dumbass. Apparently you don't remember that I can only speak aloud with both bodies at once. Since this body got her arm broken by our butthead friend over there, I've had to send the other me to work and leave this one here. Since they've cut our coverage on injury pay, I've got no choice on that. But I can't exactly sit around and chat with you about your stool consistency while doing my secretarial work, now can I? Now if you'd kindly shut it so I can get back to work, that will be... Lonnie! Hi! No, I was just talking to myself. Nothing important. Oh, you know me. Yeah, thank God it's almost lunch.
Fine. I don't care. I don't need to talk to you. Hey, so Attractor, what's new with you?
What? Are you a complete moron?
Look, I'm just trying to make conversation.
I don't want to make conversation with you. Yesterday you set my cape on fire!
Hey, it's my job. It's nothing personal. What do you want from me? An apology? You stop breaking the law, and I'll stop kicking your ass.
I don't think that's a promise I could stick to, friend. So how about we just sit here in silence, you smug in your superiority, and me picturing the ways I would tear you to pieces if this power dampener was off?
Jerk! So anyway, I got this album coming out next month.
For Christ's sake, do you never shut up?
And you know, I think it's really cool doing an album all, but like, I've got no creative freedom on the project. You know what I mean?
I could use the metal panels in the walls to slice you into perfect tenths all at once.
Like, they've written all these songs for me. And they're great songs too, I guess. Not bad, but when I brought them my songs, my special beauties... The ones I had worked on.
Oh, God.
Steve said he didn't think they were commercial enough. What does that mean, not commercial enough? And we didn't record them. None of them.
Oh, seriously? Something coming from inside your mind was deemed not fit for public consumption? I cannot believe it.
I know, right? Seriously. Check this out.
Please, no.
This one is called Burning Cold, okay? It starts out with this guitar riff. Real blazing, like... Then I come in with the vocals. You're running hot and cold, and I'm running from the start. You're stunning, not too old, and I'm gunning for your heart. Ooh! You melt my frozen soul. You cool my burning head. You're running hot and cold, and I'm taking you to bed!
Seriously, that is... That's pitiful.
Shut your gob! Like to see you do better.
Thank you for calling Information Management Systems. How may I help you?
What the hell are you?
Hang on just a minute, and I'll put you through.
She's at work! It's the other her! Even I get it by now!
Roger, it's John Berger on line 3. Thanks.
So?
So what?
Let's hear you do better.
What? Right now?
Yeah. You think you're better? I'd like to hear it.
Yes, please.
See? Her too.
I'd like a tuna salad sandwich and ketchup chips.
Oh, that sounds good. I'd like one too.
Well, just tell Howard and I'm sure he'll get it.
Who's Howard? Is that Captain Fantasy's real name?
Seriously, I'm not kidding. Are you mentally challenged?
Jackass.
Shut up! Whatever! If you can't write a better song, I think you should just keep your mouth shut.
For your information, I don't listen to that rock crap. Can we drop it?
What do you like? Country?
No. Mostly rap and hip-hop.
All right, then. So do me a rap. Do that... What do you call it? School me.
If I had a belt, I could hang myself.
Well, that right there is the reason why we take them away. Here, I'll lay down a beat. A-boom-boom-tsh, a-boom-boom-tsh, a-boom-boom-tsh.
This isn't happening.
Sure is. A-boom-boom-tsh, a-boom-boom-tsh, a-boom-boom-tsh.
I refuse.
I can keep this up all day. A-boom-boom-tsh.
Please don't.
A-boom-boom-tsh.
Oh, sorry, Lisa. Just talking to myself.
A-boom-boom-tsh, a-boom-boom-tsh.
I'm not freestyling with the Earth God.
All right, then. I'll do it. Yo, 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 Mr. Fahrenheit. And don't you know, I'm totally...
Wait! Please, stop!
I take it. A boom boom ch, 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 a boom boom.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
A boom boom ch, a boom boom ch, a boom boom ch.
They call me Mr. Fahrenheit or Mr. F. You better misdirect all your disrespect, or I'll flame you and tame you and beat the heat. And you'll meet and greet with my fists and feet. Repeat. They'll never see me on the losing team or losing scheme. I'm gonna burn up all the girls and make the floozy scream, and then I'll please them and I'll please them in a lucid dream. I'm out of sight, and when I take you out at night, I'll be whining you and dining you and treating you right. Until we're all alone and holy, we'll be hitting it tight. I'll leave you so sore, you think in a fight. I'll burn on you so hot, I'm Mr. Fahrenheit. Yeah!
Yeah! Woo! That was so awesome. Seriously, that rocked.
Yeah, thanks. Turn off this field, I'll sign your boobs.
I could totally use that in Burning Cold. Like a little rap rock breakdown, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Seriously, how much to buy that off you? And in your condition, I think you can use all the money you can get.
Shove it! Write your own rhymes!
Thank you for calling Information Management Systems. May I help you?
Okay, that is getting annoying.
Oh yeah? And what color is the kettle?
What?
I'm afraid he's not in right now. Can I put you through to his voicemail?
What are you talking about?
He usually checks his messages as soon as he gets in, yes.
Come on, let's do another one. A boom boom ch, a boom boom ch,
no,
a boom boom.
No way!
No problem, have a nice day.
A boom boom ch, a boom boom.
Who get it?
I'm just gonna keep doing this until you—
Shut up!
What's your problem?
You're driving me crazy! Just shut the hell up! Stop talking! No more stupid rapping!
Look, I thought you couldn't—
I've got my hand over my other mouth. I probably look like a psycho, but I had to tell you to shut up! Thank you.
Ooh, wait. Does that mean you heard the name of the place she works at?
You're damn right!
Uh-oh.
Mr. Fahrenheit.
Yeah, hey.
The powerhouse is ready for a tractor. Prepare him for transfer.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Also, put out a low-priority signal to the guard. I want to call a meeting for tonight, 9 o'clock.
Okay, sure, what's this gonna be about?
I think we need to renegotiate a few things with Mr. Grant.
I tell you what, you should let me do the talking. With all the coverage I've been getting recently, I've gotta—
Stallion out.
Jerk.
Guard Duty by Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Murkowski as the narrator, Elijah Weberman as Mr. Fahrenheit,
Lynn Nelson as Binary Girl, Justin Haar as Attractor,
Rich Bellin as the Stallion, with theme song by Michael D. Murkowski.